WWA.
Roger, Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha. How are you today?
You're net control, right?
No, I haven't gone into net control yet, but I'm on the repeater a good bit.
I've talked to you before. How's it going today?
Well, I got up really early this morning, took my wife fishing over on Lake Bowen. After I got through that, I came over and finished up and got a lawnmower from a friend of mine. He's begging me to repair it for him, and running around in the heat, and I'll tell you what, I am looking forward to doing some very close eyelid inspection tonight.
When you get up real early to get fishing, y'all catch anything?
No, Lake Bowen is, the fish are all running real deep right now, and Lake Bowen's not but about, you know, maybe 40 feet at the dam, and the rest of it, you know, runs 18, 19 feet, so they're all down on the bottom end, and I wasn't rigged up for any deep fishing today. I usually deep fish with a downrigger or something like that when I go over to Joe Cassie.
Yeah, I bet it sure was fun trying. That's what fishing's all about. Did a little fishing last week up at river up in Mount Airy, North Carolina, for some trout. Didn't catch any trout, caught a catfish on part of the river, but we sure did enjoy trying.
Hey, did you wade, fly, or how'd you do it?
Just fished off the edge with some worms. So we weren't really prepared to catch trout, and we weren't in the main part of the river there where they stock them. We were up near the cabin where we stayed. I'm not a real knowledgeable trout fisherman.
Okay, man, I'll tell you what, the absolute best trout fishing I've ever done was in Jackson, Wyoming, between Jackson and Yellowstone on the Snake River. Cutthroat trout, man. I mean, that, it was just great.
There before, I love that area. That sounds awesome. Did you fish, waded in there and you fished with flies?
We did both. My brother and I went up there for a fishing trip, and we did the waders and we did the McKenzie boat. We went about 20 miles. We went right up to the gates of Yellowstone and put in on the Snake there, and we McKenzie boated all the way back down to Jackson. And I mean, it was great fishing.
Years since I've been up there. That's a beautiful part of the country. I got to try that sometime. That's a sportsman's paradise out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as long as you don't get hit by a bear.
Yeah, we were up on the Ararat River in Mount Airy. That's a beautiful place, and they have a greenway that runs right by it. Trout fishing, they stock those rivers, the late harvest type stuff, so I just got to get more knowledgeable.
Yeah, I tell you what, up there, since it's such wide open spaces, I used a 9-foot fly rod, and I actually got to where I could fly, you know, fly the line, and you know, whip it back and forth. Man, it was just the best fishing trip ever.
Try it sometime. I got a fly rod. I got one or two of them. I got to take it down to one of the office parks here in Charlotte and test it out on one of their lakes, get comfortable with it, and ready to go.
Yeah, I hear you. So where are you located? What's your QTH?
Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Now I recognize your voice. Yeah, man. So how's the South Park area?
Didn't leave the house much, so I see suburban, you know, trees and a nice yard. That's about it. I did go up to the Walgreens just for a little bit today, and I went back and forth to the dog kennel to pick up my dog, but it's okay. You know, I'm not used to staying around here 4th of July weekend. That's used to either going to the beach or going up to West Virginia to a resort up there where we go. But this year, we're sticking put.
That a staycation. Yep, I tell you what, sometimes You know, just little day trips out. You know, I think we're going to go that way. That could be almost as much fun as the destination vacation.
I should probably go up to Crowder's Mountain and bring my HT and see what I can hit up there. It tends to get a little crowded, though. You know, we may go up to the Speedway for some fireworks. Charlotte Motor Speedway, they have a movie for the kids. It could be right hot up there, so we got to think about it. Bring a lot of water and maybe give it a shot. I don't know.
I didn't know they were going to do anything this year. A lot of places are just, you know, canceling their fireworks shows altogether.
Infield, and you stay in your car, and you socially distance. So I don't see how that could be a danger at all. And they're going to have a little race with some funny cars or some little Legends cars. Not funny cars. So we might go do that. I don't know. I've never been to a race, so that'd be interesting. I don't know. With this thing going around, I'm hesitant to do something with the big crowd. So if we go, we're not going to be going up to the public restrooms, that's for sure.
Roger. I know what you mean. Yep. Well, Bo, I've just destinated, and I'm going to go in here and begin the process to relax. I'm fed, fat and sassy. All I need is a bath and a bed, and I'm gonna flake out. I know that's too much detail, but I'm going to go ahead and clear off with you. So you take it easy, bud. And this is KN4BWA, Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. And I'll be clear after your final. And you know what? Maybe I'll get to check in tonight. Are you going to check in?
I'll plan on it. It's 9 o'clock, right? I also got the, we don't have the Mount Mitchell net tonight. Yes, I'll try to check in.
Do that. I'll listen for you. And give me your call sign on your clear, bud. KN4BWA, clear.
And the other side of your eyelids, KN4BWA. 73 to you. Good, QSO, thank you. Whiskey 4, November Delta Kilo. Whiskey 4, November Delta Kilo. Clear on your final.
Have a good evening. KN4BWA, clear. You got to get... Out of the repeater there, big guy.
KN4BWA, KN4UBG. Thirsty. KN4BWA, KN4UBG. KN4UBG, clear.